A Fulton County judge is considering whether some students without legal status should get to pay in-state tuition at Georgia colleges. The students, who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, have been battling in court for nearly 3 years. WABE's LEU has more.
On Thursday, Nayeli Quesada-Cuser stood on the steps outside the Fulton County Courthouse to support the case for in-state tuition. She was here 2.5 years ago on these same steps fighting for the same issue. She says since then, some things have changed.
I feel older. I'm like an older and an older adult, still fighting to, get in-state tuition.
Cuser is one of some 20,000 people in Georgia who have DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a program created by President Obama that gives them temporary permission to stay. The Board of Regents doesn't allow DACA students to pay in-state rates. Its policy says students must have what's called lawful presence. But the students argue that because of Obama's program, they are here lawfully. They lost their first case when the Georgia Supreme Court ruled the Board of Regents was immune from such lawsuits. Now, some are trying again, using another legal route, suing each board member individually. Cuser, who's 25, says she's holding out so she can afford going to college.
So it's hard at times. It's physically and mentally exhausting, but the hope still remains.
On Thursday, attorneys for the state argued DACA doesn't give them the rights to in-state tuition. They also said the future of DACA is uncertain because President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to stop it. Attorney Charles Cook represents the students.
The reality is, until he ends the program, until these kids no longer have a legal right or lawful presence, we will keep fighting the lawsuit.
Fulton County Judge Gail Tucson is expected to rule on the case by the end of this month. LEU WABE News.